Welcome to Pastor Goss Sunday School Class, a weekly gathering in the main fellowship hall of Faith Assembly, North Fort Myers, Florida, featuring the insightful and relevant teaching of Senior Pastor Phil Goss. Thank you for joining us. Now, here's Pastor Goss.
Now, I want you to pay attention to the top of your notes because it becomes critical for today. We're in this 12-step for Christians, and we've done some things about this is how this has to work, and this is how this goes, and we've looked at that. But notice the subtitle. How do we allow God's presence in our lives to give us His power to accomplish His plans? This next step becomes very critical and yet very difficult. This next step is one of the steps that I think a lot of people really struggle with, especially Christians. And it is number 8. You release the issues of your past. Okay? You release the issues of your past. I want to kind of take off on what Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians and make some application. I think he says some things here to these people, but I think they also have some things to say to us. 1 Corinthians 13:11. It's like this. When I was a child, now let me just ask a question here, and I do so hesitantly. How many of you are children? Oh, to say something. Now, hold it. When you become a Christian, the Bible says you're to grow up. You are to be like children. You are not to be a child. Okay? So, oh man, I was hoping I'd get to talk to adults today, but
still a child.
Maybe not. Okay, when I was a child, and let me just give you a hint, you're not anymore. You're no spring chicken, okay? I know. Okay, I spoke and thought and reasoned, three things. I spoke, I thought, I reasoned as a child does. Children don't reason very well. Well, maybe it does fit for this room. Never mind. But when I grew up, I put away childish things. Now we see things imperfectly in a poor mirror. But then we'll see everything with perfect clarity. All that I know now is partial and incomplete. Notice that. Everything you know now is partial and incomplete. Everything. You don't see the whole picture. None of us do. But then, I'll know everything completely. You won't know it all until you get to heaven. Just as God knows me now. There are three things that will endure: faith, hope, and love, and the greatest of these is love. Kind of using this as a springboard, I want to talk about how we have to release the issues of your past, because if God is going to use you, you need to grow up. If God is going to use you, you need to become more mature. And so if I want to accomplish God's plan for me is as a mature Christian, He will use me to accomplish certain things. Correct? How do I know that? The worst thing in the world is to put a child in charge of something. You ever done that? I had 5 kids. Here's one thing we learned very quickly. Do not put one of them in charge. Because the moment you put one in charge, what do? They start getting very bossy, and they start telling everybody else what to do. And then what do the other children do? They plan an assassination. Okay? We're taking out the leader. Okay? We'll show them. And it just doesn't work. So there's a huge difference between putting somebody to be responsible over something who's mature and someone who's not. And so if God wants to use our lives have to be mature. that a lot of times in our life, God doesn't use us like he wants because we haven't grown up. Do you understand your immaturity can hinder God? Okay? You understand that, right? Your immaturity as a Christian, as a person, can hinder God. Because God expects there to be growth. God expects us to grow up and not act like children. Now, oh, but Pastor, Jesus said, be like little children. He's referring to a specific thing, and he's talking about the innocence of children. Being like them. Don't be a child, be like that. Take that character trait. Just like he tells us, you need to be like your Father, your Heavenly Father. He tells us to be like that. We're not God, but we have some things we are to be like him in, aren't we? And so I have to understand my responsibility as a pastor is to help people grow up. Called discipleship. It's what disciples are. Why do we want people to grow up? Well, Ephesians tells us, you know, we won't be tossed about by wind and wave and every cunning doctrine that comes around the way. We won't be thrown back and forth in life. We'll grow up into maturity so that we all can be together in unity and accomplish the things that God has for us. And so if I'm going to be the person God wants me to be to accomplish his plans, I've got to deal with my past. Now, one of the things you learn I've learned over years is this. I am constantly amazed at how much our past controls us, controls people. I am constantly amazed how somebody can be in their 50s and still being controlled by something that happened to them when they were 8. You know, that they had a traumatic thing go on back there, and yet it's still controlling them today. And yet the Bible teaches that when I come to Christ, the past needs to be gone, and I need to start new. Right? The writer here, Paul, says, I spoke, I thought, I reasoned like a child, but when I grew up, I put it behind me. And I have learned over the years, most people don't. Okay? I need a little support here. I'm feeling kind of out on a limb.
You forgot.
I'm not going to call on Joe. I'm going to call on you.
The Lord, what the Lord does for us is give us that spiritual forgetfulness. Let it go. Don't dwell on it. It's not just when you're 8.
Yep.
It's... if we were 50, when you were 50.
Thanks.
Things happened when you were 45 that you don't put in the past. Not just when it was years and years and years ago. But God has given us something, his forgiveness. And that forgiveness continues to work in our life. Let me tell you a little story about an automobile. You want to sit down for a
sure,
while?
Sure, I'll take a little break.
Okay. I still
mobile?
Do this.
Your daughter mobile?
Automobile.
Oh, automobile. Okay.
Car.
Thanks. you use those big words and you lose me. Okay.
All right. A couple of times in my life, I erred by driving too fast.
Uh-oh.
You know?
Oh, how disgusting.
And... and when the lights went on behind me, pulled me over, and I paid the ticket, I've never forgotten those days. And whenever I see a policeman on the side of the road, parked way back in the bushes, I don't care if I'm even doing a speed limit, I slow down. So I slow down. And then what do? I look in the rearview mirror. And watch that until he's way, way, way behind me before I continue on my way. It is very difficult to drive forward looking backward. This has to do with your past. Keep your eyes off the past. Look toward the future.
Yep. Okay. He talks for 2 minutes and gets applause, and I get nothing. Man. It's too late now. You've already hurt my feeling. Okay. First thing you need to do is review your past. You need to look back in your past and what is your perception of what happened? Be honest about it. Don't try and cover it up. Don't try to pretend it didn't happen. Be open. Be clear. Be willing to review it. If you go and talk to, you pay a counselor to go talk to them, what they will spend a lot of time doing is going back into your past. Okay? They'll spend a lot of time going back trying to uncover things of your past. And that in and of itself is not wrong. What they're hoping to do is, okay, because of this, now that explains this. And they're trying to make a connection to get you to understand what's going on. So what you simply need to do is if you're going to walk away from it, you need to not hide it. You need not to pretend it didn't happen. You need not act like it was wonderful. We're not saying take your past and make it pretty. We're saying take your past and realize it is what it is. What happened, happened. It's real. It's there. And all of us understand that we are who we are today because of some things that happened back there. And so I need to take some time and be honest about this is what happened, this is how it went, this is what I see, this is what I understand, this is what I remember. I need to review that. Now I'm going to tell you something that maybe you don't ever hear. Rearrange your past. Okay? Let me talk to you about that. Paul wrote, I spoke, thought, and reasoned like a child. Right? Okay? So that means that when I'm looking at my past, I'm probably doing so many times as a child. Now notice there at the end of verse 12 in the text that we read, here's what he says. All that I know now is partial and incomplete. Here's what I will guarantee you. Everything you know about your past is partial and incomplete. Okay? You don't see it clearly. If you had a brother or sister that was with you going through what you went through, I will almost guarantee you their story will be different than yours. Okay? Why? They saw it differently. Now, we're not saying you saw it wrong here when you reviewed it. We're not saying that. That was your perception of what happened. That is real. That is honest. That is it. Then what you have to do is step back and say, okay, that's what my past was. That's how I see it. That's how I interpret it. That's what happened to me. I then need to step back and say, you know what? I'll bet I didn't see everything clearly. I'll bet there were some reasons some things happened. I'll bet there were some other things that went on that I didn't miss. Because here's what we basically remember about our past in most cases. And I don't know, tell me if I get this percentage right. I will say that most of people will take at least 75% of their, when they look at their past, 75% will be bad and 25% will be good. We remember the bad stuff. We remember it more clearly. We make the bad stuff bigger than the good stuff. And when you look at your past and you write it down, look, if you did it without knowing this, I would almost guarantee you your list would basically be of the bad things that happened to you. That's what we remember. That's what gets burned into our conscience, into our mind.
And we're really hard on ourselves when we come to that.
Right.
We bring up those things and we're hard ourselves. We judge ourselves. And when we bring them to God, God doesn't even know what we're talking about.
Right.
Because he's already forgiven those things.
Right.
Buried in the deepest sea. Yes, yeah. That's good enough for me. That's an old song, but it's still true.
Old song.
Oh, real old.
Real old.
I'll remember that.
Thus, if you were a child, when your parents say split up, here's what I'll almost guarantee you, because I see it happen all, I want to say all the time, but there's always a few except, but most of the time, most children going through a parent's divorce blame themselves to some degree. What did I do? What could I have done to stop this? Maybe if I hadn't been there. So you see things, but you don't see the whole story. You don't know what went on behind the scenes. You don't know everything. And so I have to rearrange things and see what was going on. How can, and so you ask yourself, how can I look at things differently? How can I deal with the wrongs that happened from another perspective? How can I, now notice what he said, how can I speak about it differently? How can I think about it differently? How can I reason about it differently? Because right now, in all reality, we're speaking, thinking, and reason like children. We don't see the whole picture. We don't understand it. And so because of that, we've got this mental image and this mental picture and this story that we have told ourselves over the years that we have come to believe, and maybe everything we've told ourselves has been factual, but it has not been all the facts. And it has not been the whole story. It's what we remember. It's how, it's our interpretation. We're the ones who make application. And so we go through about, and how can I reason about it differently? How can I look at my past? And here's the challenge to you. How can you look at your past and come to a different conclusion than what you've been coming to? God makes everything new. Here's what we understand. If the Bible tells us, and it does, that God works out everything for good. Oh, I don't want to say it this way. Okay, it's the only way I can think of to say it, so I'm going to say it. If he works everything out for good, then nothing bad happened. That's not quite right, I know, but I know, you're grown up. I'm not going to get any applause for that, am I? But you see, we have an interpretation of things, but do we see the hand of God in it and what God could take and rearrange and make something come out of it to help me be something different than what I was? I'm not saying God allowed a thing to happen. I'm not saying God caused it. I'm just saying that can I have a different interpretation of it and think about it differently than what I've been thinking about it? Because a lot of people are prisoners of their past. A lot of people are so beat up because of all the trauma that did happen to them that they fail to see, in most cases, well, where was God then? We tend to place blame. We tend to make accusations. We tend to go that. Out of that, we draw a conclusion together. We form a perception. We reason about it. And we say, this is what happened. And therefore, we become sometimes wounded people all of our lives. Because we've chosen to see it this way. Everything you know about your past is partial and incomplete. You don't see the whole picture. I don't see the whole picture. No counselor is going to see the whole picture. Only God knows the whole story. So, I need to look at my past, and this is how I interpret it. This is how I think what went wrong. This is how I remember it. This is what I saw happening. This is how I thought about this. This is the tragedy that happened to me. This is the difficulty I went through. This is the trauma I experienced. Now, That's honest. Can I rearrange it? I can go back in my past. It was just a week or so ago when it's been, how many years? My wife knows more than me. How many? 20. Okay. 28 years ago, the end of May, was my car wreck. Now, I can go back into that past 28 years and I can still relive moments that are just like they happened yesterday. I can still experience the pain. I can still experience the withdrawals. I can still experience some of those things. And if I'm not careful, I can go back into that and make me a bitter, angry man because of, from that day on, I've had to deal with pain. From that day on, I haven't been able to walk right. From that day on, I've got a lot of things that I don't get to have anymore. Or I can rearrange that. I can also look at it and say, you know, God had his hand in that. And God did things out of that. Now hear me, both are true. Both are right. But if I'm going to grow up, and if I'm going to be used of God, I can't be like a child. That makes sense? Okay. So, I not only got to review the past, I'm not going to bury it, I'm not going to pretend like it didn't happen. We're not saying that. And yeah, I said nothing bad happened. I don't understand there's problems. Bad things have happened. I understand that. But I also have to look at it, well, out of this, God can still work. You know, what happened to me doesn't disqualify me from God doing something with me. In fact, because I went through this, God can maybe even use me more. But sometimes we just wrap ourselves in it and we get to be good friends with it and we become like Linus. Okay? Oh, I know. Linus has this blanket that he always has. And some people, a lot of people, carry their blanket whose name is past with them all the time. It's their excuse. It's what beats them up. It's what hinders them. And they just hold tightly to it. The past is past. Yes. Right. Different. I don't know, you could hear a husband or dad an alcoholic and had to deal with that and the path that she had to go through to forgive and to be willing to take the steps to let it go and to turn it around becomes critical. And say, God says, look, I want to use you. Well, but God, I'm injured. God, I've been used. God, I've been, you know, something. We have all kinds of excuses. And God says, look, it doesn't matter. I can take care of that. But we hold on to it. Yeah? Then I have to resolve my past. Okay? I've been honest about it. This is how I see it. This is what I see. That's it. But I'm not seeing this, and I could see it this way, and there could be this going on, and I'm sure there's other things behind the scenes, and I understand I do not have the whole picture. Now, you see, we think when we look at our past, we think we look with absolute clarity. We think we see it right. No one does. No one does. And so I have to resolve the past. What do I need to address that is still affecting me today? What is there in my life right now that is there because of how I grew up, because of the anger I'm holding in, because of the unforgiveness, because of the pain, because of the trauma? What is there? Look at Ecclesiastes 5:19. It's a good thing to receive wealth from God and the good health to enjoy it. To enjoy your work and accept your lot in life. That is indeed a gift from God. People who do this rarely look with sorrow on the past, for God has given them reasons for joy. Isn't that a great verse? You know, rarely look with sorrow on the past. You accept it. This is the way it is. This is what's happened. I need to resolve this. I need to not let it keep hurting me. I need to deal with it. I need to not keep holding on to it. Or as Paul said, I put it away. It's done. It's over. You can't go back and fix it. The past is past. You can't undo it. You can't rearrange it. You don't get a do-over. You know, in golf, if you play by certain rules, not the real rules, but certain rules, you get a mulligan. Okay? You hit a bad shot, I get another one, a do-over. Now, if you're playing with me, you only get one. Okay? And that's out on the first tee, and that's it. If you're playing with Dick, you'll get 40. You know? We believe everything works together for good, don't we? Okay. That means that God wants to take whatever has happened to you and use it for good. Whatever you've been through, God wants to use it. He doesn't want you just to forget it and walk away from it. He says, I'll use that in you, I'll use it for good, and I'll use you to use it for others. So if you just become a person who just wraps it in you, then you're no good to anybody. And we destroy relationships because of our past. Okay? So I have to then resolve it. Basically, I resolve it this way. And I'm first service, you understand, I'm starting a series on forgiveness. The way you resolve it is you forgive a lot of things. You let it go.
However, not everything can be resolved. What do we do with those things then? We can't resolve. We have to then, as far as I'm concerned, leave certain things in the hands of God.
Right. Right.
Only God can take care of certain things that are irresolvable.
Right.
You can't do anything about it, ever.
And when I say resolve, you got to resolve it in here. Okay? In here.
With here.
With God. I think there's certain things we have to understand. God's in everything. I don't think necessarily, again, God isn't the one who pushes me into something, but I think we get a comfort in knowing God. I don't understand why that happened. I don't like that that happened, but God, I know you can use it. And so we develop a mentality that allows God to reform us, so to speak, and to resolve things knowing that he's still at work. Okay? I don't have much time, so I got to hurry. You need to relay your past. Relay your past. Look at Psalm 78:1. O people, listen to my teaching. Open your ears to what I'm saying, for I will speak to you in a parable. I will teach you hidden lessons from our past, stories we have heard and know, stories our ancestors handed down to us. We will not hide these truths from our children, but we will tell the next generation about the glorious deeds of the Lord. We will tell of his power and mighty miracles. Here's what we know. Boy. Okay. Man, I wish I had more time. Every family has secrets that shouldn't be secrets. Okay? Tell others about your past. The war veterans. How many of these men and women serve the military and then won't talk about it? And we miss the history. How many of them suffered because of the trauma they went through in war, and then their children wondered what in the world was going on, when if they'd just sat down and talked with them about what they had gone through, it would open up a whole lot of things and explain a whole lot. You know, we try to have things, we call it, well, I'm trying to protect you. Now, that usually doesn't happen. Well, I don't want to talk about it. Well, you don't have to talk about it with everybody, but you know what? Sometimes sitting down and explaining some things to your kids would help. My wife has a relative, not fairly connected to them, who committed suicide. She didn't know it till she was in her 30s. Yeah. And her family hid it from her the whole time. And when she found out about it, she was shocked. Okay, I rest my case on that one. Release my past. Okay? It's over. Grow from it. Learn from it. Allow God to use it. Let it go. Forgive it. Philippians 3:13. No, brothers and sisters, I'm still not all I should be, but I'm focusing all my energies on this one thing. Forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I strain to reach the end of the race and receive the prize for which God through Christ Jesus is calling us up to heaven. Notice what he says. I hope all of you who are mature Christians will agree on these things. Wow, grow up. If you disagree on some point, I love how he says this, God will make it plain to you. You're wrong. God will make a play, do you? You know? And so what he said, forgetting the past, let's go on. Don't allow the past to control your future. Allow the past to be a part of your future, but allow God to use it as he chooses. This is a big deal. And we've taken a very short time to deal with it. But, you know, let God help you with this, because if you're going to give God power and have his power in your life to accomplish what he wants, he's going to have to use you. And if you allow your past to keep hindering you, God can't do that, because you're putting a barrier in his line. Father, he restores us, and that you're the God who uses us. Help us to look forward, I pray. In thy name.
Amen. If you would like to hear more from Pastor Goss or the Ministry of Faith Assembly, please go to our website, faith.ag, or email Pastor Goss at phil@faithnfm.com. Pastor Goss Sunday School Class is a production of Faith Assembly Media Tech, North Fort Myers, Florida. Thanks for listening.